We want Martin Luther King back. We want him back from everybody who stopped reading at I Have a Dream and forgot about Beyond Vietnam. For all who want to hold hands with those little white boys and girls, but not with the striking sanitation workers. From everyone who forgot that King was shot when he was calling for boycotts against Pepsi and Wonder Bread. We want him back from the branding and corporations, from those grocery store ads for fried chicken and twerking demonstrations. We want him back from the dead. Back from civic holidays and solemn events. We want a living civil rights movement that never stops. We need him back for the youth who scoff at his image because they mistakenly believe he was soft. We need him back for hip-hop, for the Jay-Z's and Beyoncé's who believe that making money is our only measure of success. We need a spirit to possess those who misguidedly believe that owning a percent of the nets and never giving back your wealth means that we have arrived. We need to rewind eyes on the prize until we realize that those school integrations and refusing to ride the buses required the entire community to sacrifice. We need him back from Clarence Thomas and Condoleezza Rice. That's right, we need to take him back from all those who would whitewash his legacy and deny us the knowledge of his true philosophies. We need a Black Occupy movement and sit-ins at the employment offices in his memory. We want him alive. We want to feel his drive vibrating through our bloodstream. We want to feel that dream for our brothers incarcerated and our sisters being sterilized. And we want revolutionary love, the kind of love that risked dog bites, the love that united our people in the struggle for rights, the love where like would die for like. We want a collective struggle till no one is left behind. We want them to stop lightening our skin in the advertisements and turning us into caricatures because we want respect for what? The content of our characters. We want him back from the selective quotes and the inspirational posters. We want him back from juxtaposing his photo over images of hope and change and all those who support bombing campaigns in his name. We want peace, which means we want sovereignty for our African nations and an end to colonial intervention and wars for oil. We want an end to extrajudicial assassinations without a fair trial, and we should hold that balcony in Memphis in our minds when we ask if Martin Luther King would approve of these drone strikes. We want freedom for the prisoners in Guantanamo and Assata Shakur back from exile. We want pardons for all political prisoners as his commemoration. We want liberation. We want liberation. We want him back at the Oscar ceremonies because Fruitvale Station still can't get a nomination. And hell yeah, we want back our reparations. We want justice for the lynching victims and the rapes. And we want payment for every dream deferred, for every burst from the fire hose and racial slur because we want to take MLK at his word. We want that promised land of equality. We want that mountaintop of solidarity, and we're still waiting on an apology. We want treatment for this post-traumatic slavery disorder, and we want the Rocky Jones Institute of Black Canadian Studies at Dalhousie. And let's highlight that passage in the I Have a Dream speech about police brutality and post it in every community in the name of Sammy Yateem and Freddie Villanueva. And we need to hit the streets armed with placards reminding our people about his legacy. And let's send emails to Harper filled with excerpts of letters from a Birmingham jail. We want him back from the lies and misdirection. We want to issue a correction to everyone who thinks that MLK is good and Malcolm X is bad. We want back their connection. And we want him back from everyone who treats him as exceptional. We want our Hueys and our Garveys and our Stokelys too. We want him back in context. Give us back the truth about the civil rights movement. Give us the names of all those anonymous and barely known women who laid the foundations. We want holidays for them too. Give us the organization and not just the inspiration. We want back the Communist Party and the field schools. We want back nearly a year of refusing to ride the buses. We want the planning meetings and the schedules. We want the names of the ordinary folk, the poor, the elderly, the youth. We need to know how we can reproduce the struggle because we want it back in our communities today. We want him back from the Google Doodle that proclaims this holiday while collaborating with the NSA to give up our information. We want those FBI files they kept on our comrades and the redacted portions they erased. We want him back from high school assemblies where principals lecture about his message and then suspend the civil rights descendants and put them on IPPs. I say we want him back in the education system in a meaningful way, with students protesting their treatment and demanding more Black teachers and Black studies readers. We want more than just February or Martin Luther King Day. We want back the streets and boulevards in his name. In neighborhoods where too many are still living in poverty, we need amnesty for immigrants and for all those chasing the American dream. We want Martin Luther King back. We want that society free of discrimination based on race, class, or nation that we've been chasing. We want it back. We're not calling him back from the grave. We're gonna take back all the information so we can save ourselves. We want liberation. We want liberation. We want Martin Luther King back. All right, well, since I did Martin Luther King, I guess I'll do Malcolm X. It's really hard to do poetry sitting, you know. So here's Malcolm X. I know I can get through this life with this spirit inside me. When I step through the mic, I feel his voice rise inside me. I keep his book beside me because I know he died for me. The autobiography of Malcolm X. This is his story. You maybe think he's a character invented by Spike Lee, but Malcolm X was the real deal. He didn't have no movie deal. He was revolutionary. He taught black people the solution. He tried to free our minds from the pollution of history. The European has you roped in. He colonized your mind with your Oprah. I mean, Europe. Keep your open eyes because Europe next you will change your opinions, repeat all his lies, that's slavery. The media has you crazy, so you wanna copy Jay-Z. These racist record labels wanna keep black men as babies, so they give you names like Lil Wayne. It's degrading, but Malcolm Little changed his name. He would never be labeled. He would have been ashamed of these fake thugs we idolize who tell you how they took 9 slugs and survived, but that shit is a lie. Don't believe the hype, it's makeup. They are selling you drugs because they don't want you to wake up. The images on BET are owned by snakes who hate us, but Malcolm wasn't fake. He was always straight up. Malcolm was courageous. He got shot in the chest 16 times and he died. And it wasn't for money or rims on his ride or hose or bling or to get famous. He never got paid. He got shot to save us. And we can't even raise our fists and make them stay up. We complain about how the government let Biggie's killers escape while we let Malcolm's killers get away with it every day because we put money in the pockets of the CIA every time we use Facebook. They got your Facebook, but Malcolm faced them down with one look. He didn't care about the profits. He cared about the profit. Brother Malcolm got it. Malcolm tried to stop it. Malcolm saw how the ghetto keeps you caged. He was sucked into that gangster shit too when he was your age. He was just like you. He hustled on the streets for change. He went to prison, but he read the Quran and he changed. He hooked up with Elijah and changed his name. He was light-skinned. He could have passed, but he never changed. And Sister Betty Shabazz and her children carry on his name. We should all be ashamed at how we forget these heroes' names. If Malcolm could see us now, he would be spinning in his grave, but he would have died for us just the same. And I wish he could come back and do it all again because it's 40 years later and we're still mentally in chains because we can't even speak his name at Obama's inauguration. They're trying to erase him. It's crazy how they gotta shake him, but Malcolm wasn't afraid, not even when he was taken from his mama. They locked her away when she had a nervous breakdown because his father was killed by the KKK. They had him run down. They burned his house down. He wanted to be a lawyer, but his teacher told him to dumb down, so he went to New York and pimped after sundown. He was breaking into homes because his luck was down. The police would have had him cut down, so he told them he surrendered and put his gun down. He was sent to the Massachusetts State Prison in Charlestown for a lockdown. He educated himself by reading when they turned the prison lights down. He wouldn't let them keep him down. Let me tell you how the rest of his story goes down. He joined with Elijah Muhammad's group. They thought of themselves as Allah's fruit. They respected themselves, so they've dressed in bow ties and suits. They protected the neighborhood from police brutes. He taught black people how to break the noose. He stopped conking his hair and loved his nappy roots. He would not march on Washington with MLK because he would not be used. Instead, he met with Castro and reclaimed his African roots. When the army drafted for Vietnam, he taught Ali to refuse. He spoke out against oppression and human rights abuse. He went to Mecca and it set his spirit loose. The FBI spied on him because they wanted proof. They say the Nation of Islam killed him, but I think it was spooks. They couldn't silence his message, and so they had to shoot. They tried to smear his name because he told the truth. He said Kennedy's assassination was the chickens coming home to roost. He knew you can't dismantle Massa's house by using Massa's tools, and they're still trying to hide his message from the youth. There's no excuse for the way they lie about his views. They teach you Martin, but they leave Malcolm out of schools because he tried to teach black people not to be fooled. So stop being fooled. Don't believe that shit you hear on the news. It just amuses them. They get together and plot and try to confuse us, then they say their system includes us, and they screw us, then they pimp out the black president on CNN, and we'll attend because we're still obsessed with being them. But playing that game is not the same as beating them. We die defending them when we're not even human beings to them. We invest with them, get dressed by them, press our hair like them, so the press can repress our youth protesting how we're less than them. They arrest us when we start to threaten them. We sell ourselves to them. We all reject our own so we can get with them, and so we mess with them and they infect us, then we get so stressed our life is 10 years less than them. That's not disease. We die from being oppressed by them. That is not freedom till we seek freedom, being free from them. Don't ever trust in them because it never ends. We are blessed to have these lessons unsuppressed by them, and his spirit will not rest until we forget that mess and focus on the message sent by Brother Malcolm X. Until we free our minds from them, we'll never love ourselves. And until then, I will progress with his mission inside me. When I step off the mic, I feel his spirit drive me. I keep his book beside me because I know he died for me. The autobiography of Malcolm X. This is your history.